Moncrief on News Talk.
As the Olympics get closer, we may well be hearing a lot about past Irish medal winners, the vast majority you will have heard of. So in The Examiner, Clodagh Finn has been writing about some of the less well-known Olympians. Clodagh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Now, I suppose people mightn't be aware at all that we've competed in the archery section in the Olympics.
Not only have we competed, but we have shone in the archery section in 1908. I just was fascinated by the story of Beatrice Hill Lowe, who is the first Irish woman to win an Olympic medal, and she did so in 1908 in archery. And I suppose I was reminded of her during the week because the Olympics is coming up, and I came across a very interesting story about an accidental Olympian, which we'll come to. But I started to look at Beatrice Lowe and found she came third in the 1908 Olympics in London. And women were admitted just a few years before that. Archery was open to women participants only in 1904. And the reason they could participate is that it's one of the few sports you can do fully clothed. So now, so Beatrice, actually it was interesting at that Olympics, it was 1908. And of course, there was no Irish team because we were still, you know, part of the empire, if you like. And there was a lot of Irish athletes who didn't participate in that Olympics because they wanted home rule. But even though Beatrice saw herself very much as an Irish woman, she was born in RD, County Louth, she put politics aside to compete and win bronze in 1908.
Okay. Yeah. And had she competed before, is it known, in competitions?
See, she would have been, she was brought up in RD House, and I suppose women who were wealthy and who had access to equipment, some of them did play archery because it was considered, you know, a graceful sport and suitable for women. She probably rowed as well. Some of those women, they would have played lawn croquet or they would have played tennis. So she probably would have competed in those things at home. As is very often the case, the story of how she came to compete in the Olympics, I couldn't find it. It is known somewhere. And often when you see or read of these women who accomplished something, you read just about their one moment of glory. And then the next line is, you know, they retreated into a quiet life, which is what I said about Beatrice. But she was in the news recently because I was talking to the curator of the Louth, the County Museum in Louth in Dundalk. And they have her bronze medal. And recently in March at auction, participants, they got beautiful certificates as well, paper certificates. And that came up at auction in London in March. And the guide price was something like £150 or something. So a Louth museum, they tried to buy it back, but it went for about eight times the asking price. So it's gone off into some private collection. I asked the auctioneers where it went to, but they couldn't, you know, GDPR and all that, they couldn't say. But it just shows that here we are so many years later that people are interested in Beatrice's certificate that she won so many years ago.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And now, as you said, she did consider herself Irish, but technically she kind of won she won for Britain.
GB, yes.
But Mary Vaughan, and this is the 1980s represented, now didn't win a medal, but did represent Ireland in archery at the Olympics.
Well, why I was so interested in Mary Vaughan's story is I call her, in a way, the accidental Olympian. I was reading a fascinating oral history of the University of Limerick by Martin Walsh, and it tells the story of, you know, the people who work in universities and who study in them. And Mary was a library assistant at what was then NIHE Limerick. That might bring you back a little bit. The National, the National Institute of Higher Education. And she kind of went along on a wet Tuesday to St. Etna's College in Limerick. She saw an ad for archery lessons and she just wanted to do something, you know, outside of work. And the man who was there at the time actually had come down to Limerick to try and start an archery club. And he said to her, "Oh, you're very good. You'll go to the Olympics." But she did actually go to the Olympics. And I thought it was amazing that this woman who took up archery as a kind of a pastime got so good that she qualified first for Irish competitions, then for European competitions, world championships. And in 1984, she was one of the two-member team, both women, who went off to the Olympics in Los Angeles. And she kept her day job all the time. She never missed a day at the library. And meantime, she was traveling around Ireland to freezing cold fields. It was a bit of a, it was a minority support. It, you know, it has grown since in Ireland. And her scores were becoming so good that she made the Olympic team.
Hmm. That's an extraordinary story, really.
It is.
Because for her, it wasn't like a, almost like it wasn't a life's ambition. It was just...
Exactly.
Just another
like
thing she
an
did.
Accident. Absolutely. And, you know, I suppose when you look at the Olympics now, you see athletes in training and, you know, it's the idea that they have a career in whatever their sport was. But here was a woman who had a career and she just happened to be an Olympian as well. And I spoke to her, actually, and she's now retired, but she's working her way through her own bucket list. So soon she is in her 70s and she's hoping to fly a plane. So we might have another story to Mary Vaughan. You know, it's just a lovely story of a person, of kind of what's possible if you dream. I think she's a great person.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Though I must say, among my favourite Olympic stories or winners is Jack B. Yeats. He won a silver medal in 1990 for painting.
That's right, for painting.
God be with the days when you can win an Olympic medal for painting.
I know.
Clodagh, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Clodagh Finn there. From the Examiner.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.